Over the next few months, other former Jedi warriors gave me the same name. It kept coming up. It is a name few people outside the military have ever heard. But it was this man who inspired the Jedi warriors to do what they did. In fact, this one man, armed with a passion for the occult and a belief in superhuman powers, has had a profound and hitherto unchronicled impact on almost every aspect of U.S. Army life. General Stubblebine's doomed attempt to pass through his wall was inspired by this man, as was, at the other end of the scale of secrecy, the U.S. Army's famous TV recruitment slogan, "Be all you can be." You're reaching deep inside of you for things you've never known. Be all that you can be. You can do it in the Army. This slogan was once judged by Advertising Age magazine to be the second most effective jingle in the history of U.S. television commercials, the winner being, "You deserve a break today, so get up and get away to McDonald's." It touched the Reaganite soul of college graduates across the U.S. in the 1980s. Who would have believed that the soldier who helped inspire the jingle had such a fabulous idea of what all you can be might include? Although this man was filled with the kindest of intentions and thoughts of peace, he was also, I would later discover, the inspiration behind a really quite bizarre form of torture undertaken by U.S. forces in Iraq in May 2003. This torture did not take place in the Abu Ghraib prison, where naked Iraqi detainees were forced to masturbate and simulate oral sex with one another. It occurred instead inside a shipping container behind a disused railway station in the small town of Al-Qa'im on the Syrian border. It was really just as horrific in its own way as the Abu Ghraib atrocities, but because no photographs were taken, and because it involved Barney the purple dinosaur, it wasn't greeted with the same blanket coverage nor universal revulsion. All these things, and the goat staring, and much more besides, were inspired by a lieutenant colonel, whose name is Jim Channon.